And Teresa was dancing. We had this gangbanger who had been saved. He was rapping. The guy was amazing. We'd take MC Hammer songs and change the lyrics to them and so forth. And it was great. So this guy, about 6'4", comes into the circle as we're doing this rap thing. And he goes, "Hey, I need to talk to you right now." And I'm like, "Hold on, wait, this is almost over." "No, I've got to talk to you right now." "Oh, well, just hold on." "No, I have to get saved." Well, it turns out that this guy was part of a heavy metal band, and they came along at the beach, and they were all high, they were loaded, and this drummer guy, 6'4", he goes, "Hey, watch this, I'm gonna totally mess them up." And he comes into the circle to do some crazy thing to mess us all up, and he forgets what he's supposed to do. And he hears the lyrics, and he gets saved right on the spot. And so I say, "Okay, this guy just received Jesus into his life. Who else wants to get saved?" And 30 people come rushing into the center of the circle, and they get saved. So now his band is over by a fire pit, and he goes back with us and tells them what has happened to them. They all get saved. So they're playing, they have their acoustic guitars and they're playing their music, and they're into suicide and they're into this death metal stuff. And so we're playing a couple of our songs for them, and they're playing a song for us, and they're playing this song about how you should just go ahead and kill yourself before you get to be an adult, because you're going to die anyway and there's no hope in the world, so you should just live large, live huge, do everything you can, and then end it with a bang. That was what their song was about, and that was their philosophy. Now they're saved, right? So this is Saturday night. Wow. So I tell them, "Okay, listen, you guys, I want you to come and play your song on Sunday morning, tomorrow morning, full band." And they're like, "What, are you kidding?" I said, "Yeah. Well, don't you know what this song is about? Of course, we've been talking about it for half an hour. Come and play your song at church." So they come the next morning, just saved the night before. They had stayed up all night long rewriting the lyrics to their own song. Now, none of us told them to rewrite their lyrics. They just had an encounter with Jesus and everything changed. So they came and they changed the lyrics to, like, everybody wants to kill themselves before they're an adult because there's no hope in the world. But we found hope, and it's in Jesus Christ. Give your life to Jesus and you'll live forever. So they would actually start touring around with us and stuff. It was awesome. 2 years, about a year and a half after that, they all kind of went back to school and went back to their families and stuff. And about a year and a half later, I get a knock on my door, and it's this man. He's dressed in a suit, and he's from a city about 40 minutes away from Huntington Beach. And he says, "Listen, I want to just thank you. I looked you up. I found out where you lived, and I just wanted to drive down here and personally thank you, because you remember that band that got saved on the beach a year and a half ago, and you let them come and play in your church? Well, the lead singer is my son, and I'm a pastor of this church up in this other city."